Okotoks played host to the national championships in an Olympic sport on Saturday. A record-setting 2025 Modern Pentathlon National Championships took place July 25-26 in Calgary and Okotoks, with top Canadian athletes squaring off against 21 American competitors in a five-sport competition featuring the first Union Internationale de Pentathlon Moderne, UIPM, obstacle course in Canadian history. "One of the challenges we have in the sport right now is building this obstacle course, this 100 meters obstacle course," said Shelley Callahan, executive director of Pentathlon Canada. "We have the head-to-head course right now in North America, and the U.S. is building theirs right now." With their course not yet completed, the U.S. Pentathlon Group asked if Pentathlon Canada would host the athletes during the national championship weekend in southern Alberta. "We said absolutely," Callahan said. "It's great competition for our athletes. It's a great opportunity for everyone to come together." Top Canadian athletes at the event included Calgarian's Connor Chow and Elena Arkison, Saskatchewan's Quinn Schultz, Ontario's Elliot Ray, and Quebec's Nicolas Bolloré and Beatrice Moyen-Silvestre. Modern pentathlon, an Olympic sport since 1912, has recently revamped its format, with obstacle racing replacing equestrian as of the 2024 Paris Summer Games. Fencing, swimming, and laser run, which is two events in one encompassing running and laser shooting targets, round out the five-sport composition. The obstacle course race was held at Breathe Parkour in Calgary, with the fencing and swimming held inside the Okotoks Recreation Center and the laser run wrapping up proceedings just meters away at Wiley Park. A banquet and award ceremony was held to conclude the day at Big Sky Barbecue. Callahan tipped her cap to Okotoks, noting the support from Safeway and Subway and the terrific facilities on offer. "Okotoks has been unbelievable," she said. "The facilities themselves are A1, and the people that run this facility are so accommodating. When you turn a regular gym into a fencing gym, there's lots of little things, and everyone has been so helpful and welcoming." The championships featured 55 athletes ranging from masters to senior, junior, U19, U17, U15, U13, and U11. In Okotoks, the senior and junior-aged athletes from both nations, along with a single competitor from Mexico, have their eyes set on the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Luke Villar, who recently competed on the American Ninja Warrior, was part of the U.S. contingent in southern Alberta. "We're honored to participate in Canada's national championships for the first time," said Kevin Montford, CEO, USA Pentathlon Multisport, in a release. "USA Pentathlon Multisport deeply values the friendship and collaboration between our organizations and sees this as an important step toward a more unified North American pentathlon community. Creating more opportunities for our athletes to compete and grow together on the road to LA 2028 will benefit us all." Tyler Evans of the U.S. finished first in the standings, just ahead of Calgary's Chow, the top Canadian, and Schultz. In the senior women event, American Madison Estala Gonzalez was first, Mexico's Carmen Maya Oliver Lara second, and the top Canadian was Moyen-Silvestre. In the U19 ranks, Arkison and Jacob Lee, both Albertans, were tops in the girls' and boys' division, respectively.